On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with John X.
Jerry O'Doherty, he's the master of the Aurora Australis, and he joins us. Jerry, do you know which way is South Pole, when you look anywhere, is north? So we were trying to work out where the east coast was, if you're in the middle of Antarctica.
The east coast is anywhere with an eastern longitude. Yeah, so from 0 degrees of longitude right through to 180 degrees east-west. When you're at the South Pole itself, yeah, every direction is north.
Have you been to the middle?
No, I haven't, no. I'm a seagoing person, can't get that far in the ship.
Rather stay on the boat, would you? The Aurora Australis departs on October 25th for its final season with the Antarctic Division.
What does that
mean for you?
Well, for me, that possibly means my last season as sailing as master on the ship.
So master as in captain.
As in captain, yep. Yeah, that's right. And it'll be the last season where the ship serves in its current capacity and there's no further contract planned at this stage for the ship. Mm. And it will mark the finish of certainly this era of our involvement in the Australian Antarctic Program. And this serving in this capacity anyway.
How long has it been around for?
30 years, yeah, 30 years. The ship's been serving the Australian Antarctic Division and some other organisations as well in that time, but primarily the Australian Antarctic Division.
So since 89?
Yes. She was built here in Australia and in Newcastle specifically at Carrington Slipways. And yes, she's proved to be a very capable ship and has served the Australian Antarctic Division and program quite well.
Oh, that's great. Now, the Aurora Australis, it's named after the fancy light stuff that happens in the sky.
That's right.
Isn't it? That's what the Aurora Australis actually is.
That's exactly right. Am I right? Yes. Here in the Southern Hemisphere and in the Northern Hemisphere, it's known as the Aurora Borealis or the Bear.
And, you know, when you go down here on the 25th of October for the final season, what are you doing? What's your mission this time? Does it vary from time to time?
Well, the ship's designed as a research platform as well as a resupply cargo ship. This voyage that we're going to undertake now will be pretty much entirely a resupply voyage. So we're going to Davis Station.
Great.
And that'll be what's called an over ice resupply, because at this time of the year, early in the season, the fast ice is still there. That's ice, that's fairly heavy ice that's still made fast to the shore. And we break our way through that fast ice to within a couple of miles of the station. And then all of the cargo can be placed down onto the ice itself and then taken ashore by trucks and other heavy vehicles. Oh, I go ashore from time to time. Go ashore to the station for a visit. Sometimes we have to look at the cargo that we're going to bring back. That's all what we call RTA, Return to Australia cargo.
What sort of stuff do you bring back?
Garbage, mostly.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah. Broken vehicles, broken people. No.
Do you pick up people who are leaving? Or?
Yeah, that's right. So we'll this voyage, we'll probably bring home around about 18, I think, ex-wintering expeditioners. So, we deliver people there and then bring most of them home again.
And how high is it? Do you steer the ship?
From time to time, the other deck officers will let me have a drive, yeah.
So what is your job then, if it's not primarily to steer?
It's mainly to supervise the passage plan and also just to supervise the safety management system on the ship, to liaise with the client, who is the Antarctic Division, and their representative, who is the voyage leader. Yes, I do get some hands-on driving. I do push them out of the way occasionally and get a bit of a drive myself, because that's the most fun part of the job, actually.
What about when you're busting through the ice?
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Whenever I can. Yeah, nothing can describe how much fun that is. Yeah.
How fast do you go, Jerry, when you cut, depending how thick the ice is, I guess?
Yeah, not particularly fast. Yeah, a lot of people think that you charge the ice really quickly and hit it really hard.
But
not necessarily, no. No, it's... 7 to 8 knots is around about 10 to 12 kilometres per hour, is a healthy speed to break most ice.
Yeah. It's like heavy road work.
It is, and sometimes that ice brings you to a complete stop, and you have to get quite technical with it then.
What happens then?
Yeah, well, you back up for about two or three ship lengths.
And then you ram it. Perfect. Yeah. Well, now you, over the years, though, with the Aurora Australis, you would have had... countless trips down there. Do you keep count?
No, I actually don't have a specific number, but it'd be somewhere.
It'd be logged somewhere, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 50, 60 voyages, perhaps.
So you must have had some pretty hairy moments amongst that. Do you remember some of the worst?
Yeah, we have. Well, we've encountered some very heavy seas over that time. Everyone asks, what's the biggest seas you've ever seen? And from my experience, 18 metres, 18-metre high waves.
That was the horizon just completely disappears.
Yeah, it does, pretty much. Yeah, the ship disappears water. Down into that trough and and then up the other side. But it's more uncomfortable than scary.
Mm. Have you ever been afraid?
On a couple of occasions, not so much from the actual size of the waves themselves. Mm. It's when the ship starts to roll heavily, if we have to turn or we have to make a manoeuvre in those sorts of conditions for some extenuating circumstances. Mm. I'm more afraid for how people could get injured on the ship when it does roll heavily or quickly.
Right.
Yeah, not so much for the actual safety
and equipment,
of the ship
I guess as well.
Yeah, the equipment to a lesser extent, but it's certainly the people, because you're in an environment where there's swinging doors, unsecured furniture sometimes and stairwells and all sorts of things.
Absolutely.
So yeah, when it gets rough, it can become a hazardous environment.
Good. And how many people do you take down when you go? Like, how many will be on board when you go down the 25th?
Well, when we sail this voyage, we will be almost full, I think. We have a crew. The split up is normally a crew. We have a total complement of about 140 people. And
wow.
Out of those 140 people, 24 of them will be usually crew members, and the remainder, 116, will be expeditioners.
What are some of the visible things you look for when you sail down there? What are some of the sights you spot? Which I guess are good, do you call them landmarks? Are there landmarks on the way down? You go, yes.
Our biggest challenge on the way south, particularly at this time of the year, is finding a passage through the sea ice, which can extend like a couple of hundred miles north from the coast.
Oh, wow, that far?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so, and sometimes we can negotiate that in a couple of days, and sometimes it might take a couple of weeks. So we rely heavily on satellite imagery, helicopter reconnaissance flights, and sometimes just poking around and having a look. We might have to get King Neptune to throw a special party.
Oh,
this
there you
time.
Go. Yeah, he'd be around there. You see many ships on the way down? Many other?
No, not at all. No, very, very few. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Occasionally another icebreaker in that area. But
Gerry O'Doherty, Master of the Aurora Australis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.